What was unique about this project, especially with your role, with regard to your role in it?
Unique ah?
I don't know leh.
Okay, maybe something unique for me is this play is based on a real historical incident. This is unique for me. And in regards to my role as actor, of course I would like to know more about the real person. How he's like, how he even looks like, but that's problematic. That's difficult for me because I couldn't find a picture of him, and all documentations that we have researched and gathered is very minimal. So,
It's like, you know, when we keep doing the production and people keep telling us this person know this person, this person. But you always lead to nowhere. There's no one will want come and talk to you. This is the second production I've done with history, yeah. So directly. I mean I've done quite a production with
A
history.
story.
Yeah, the one is her story and what happened here was that I had two characters, three characters in the play who are real life people. The difficulty about that was that because they're so real life, the preciousness of the material can become problematic. And the sensitivity, the privacy, everything becomes very problematic. But this is whereby you have a lot of public documents, and public documents construct a kind of historical perspective, which is fictional narrative in itself. Then, while we're trying to create this work, which is another fictional take of this fictional narrative of history, then actually there's another possibility. I think, I mean, doing these two productions allow me to see how one makes history or talk about history on stage in two different ways, and telling two different stories. And in a way, in Senang, we took slightly more liberty, much greater liberty. But in her story, I can't because I can't even speculate. It's very hard to speculate when you know the person will be sitting in the audience watching the play. It's like very hard. It's very scary. That moment was scary. Yeah.